Need quick funding for your farming operation? Get up to $1 million in just 5 minutes with AgCenter financing. Visit our website today to learn more and get started. That's fast, easy financing for your farm in just a click of a button. Contact the AgCenter today.
Hi, this is Sean Haynes with the AgCenter, your weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Been a slow week this week, with the holidays going on, not much happening. Milk prices still staying up at the 1479 to 1485 range per hundredweight for the next 6 months, as folks are kind of wondering what's going to happen with this holiday cheese buying season coming into Super Bowl, as well as new production figures coming out per hundredweight in cattle. Maybe some relief coming again from this Make America Ground Beef program. Really haven't got the full details on that, but if that happened, it would, you know, remove cattle from the dairy herd on the one side in the long run, and maybe have a longer run improvement in milk prices from a decrease in volume. That's not what the point of the plan of that plan is. The plan is really to bring beef into channel again for consumers, get the affordability back on beef side. But in the meantime, nothing really happening too much one way or the other on the milk side. Beef cattle prices moved up a little bit on the calf side. Calf price moved to $1,300 per head for beef on dairy cross calves, $700 per calf on Holstein bulls, and $750 per Jersey beef crosses. Continued demand for these animals going out there. Again, same supply, same demand characteristics going on. And so folks are really looking for cattle to place in these feedlots. Feedlot report came off showing a 2% reduction in animals on feed this year from prior year. So continuing to slide on this trend that we've had. That's also was kind of influencing that push up in those prices. I think you'll continue to see that price hold there until something comes in from outside the market, i.e. Argentinian imports or dropping Brazil tariffs, or this dairy cattle push to push additional dairy cattle into the stream again for ground beef and chuck prices. Until that happens, it's kind of thing we're going to be at. Again, almond prices, again, not much happening there. A little bit of movement with the holiday season. Prices still staying about the 260, 255 range for nonpareils through California's. Everybody waiting to see if this crop size kind of finalizes that. And then other news we've got going on, the CWIP program got defeated, so it looks like pool quotas are here to stay in California. Been kind of a long process of them trying to get rid of that on one side versus others trying to keep it. I really don't see the use of getting rid of it, except the fact that some guys will benefit versus others, and not a lot of focus on improving output markets for dairy products versus fighting with each other over whether we get paid for milk or not. So that's kind of a little bit of worry. And then we're coming in 26, a lot of people watching the Sigma. Sigma's really getting in full implementation now. We're going to kind of see how that affects actual cropping decisions, especially with this continued kind of light pattern overall for rain and snow this winter. It's picking up right now, but it really needs to pick up a lot to kind of catch up with prior years. So a lot of us here in agriculture are watching to see what that water situation is going to do before we make some summer planting decisions. Tomato crop looks like it's going to come down about 10 to 15% this year as far as acreage goes. Guys are getting cut back there. Haven't really heard any price on that. Looking probably about the 105 to 108 again per ton range, depending on who you're shipping to. Looks like one of the large plants here in the area got sold. Haven't heard to who yet and whether or not to continue making tomatoes out of that plant, but that's going to also throw some differences here based upon where Tomatec eventually ends up, which is one that got sold, sounds like, or was going to get sold, last I heard. And last but not least, a lot of concern in the dairy industry in California, given the fact that the Leprino plant's going to close in January, and all that milk flow is going to kind of hit back into the market. Also lost a smaller plant in Modesto, Riz Lopez Foods, based upon their closure. And so there's going to be a lot of worries as these plants go through these maintenance schedules, and these two plants kind of come offline for milk production, where all that extra milk's going to go. Response seems to be from the industry, the kind of the pushback into these base programs where guys can only produce so much milk before they get charged extra for anything they ship over that allotment. But for right now, that's what I got in the markets. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.